AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Sex and drugs. Bill Cosby admitted in a court case 10 years ago that he gave drugs to at least one woman who later accused him of sexual abuse and to others as well. We're just learning about his sworn testimony in a court case from 2005 because the court documents were sealed and we had to go to court to get them publicly released. Attorney Gloria Allred represents several alleged Cosby victims.
Well, this is a very big deal because he's been trying to hide this truth from the public for many years. And so we're very gratified that the truth is out.
Cosby's lawyers intervened to keep Cosby from answering questions about his sworn testimony at the time, but the lawyers insisted during the deposition that two of the accusers knew they were taking quaaludes from Cosby, according to the documents. What to do about the Confederate flag? It flies on the grounds of South Carolina's State House, and after nine black church members were shot dead, allegedly by a white gunman in Charleston, the state Senate has voted to take the flag down. State Senator Lee Bright says this isn't the right way to handle this.
I'm more against taking it down in this environment than any other time, just because I believe that we're placing the blame of what one deranged lunatic did on people that hold their Southern heritage high, and I don't think that's fair.
But Senator Tom Davis says it is time now for the flag to come down.
Let's do it because it's the right thing to do.
After another vote in the state Senate today, the question goes to the state House. Not clear what will happen there. Beginning this hour in Brussels, a high-stakes meeting between bankrupt Greece and its European creditors. The Greek prime minister will try to convince the Europeans to agree on a new bailout program for his struggling country. This is AP Radio News. One Republican calls it Republican-on-Republican violence. GOP presidential candidates are taking the gloves off, and that has the big party donors calling for calm. Our Diane Kepley's in Washington with this.
It's been decades since Ronald Reagan said he was following what he called the 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of a fellow Republican. And apparently top donors want the current crop of presidential candidates to remember those words. Wyoming investor Foster Free sent a letter to 16 Republican White House prospects and called on the candidates to stay on what he called the civility reservation. Republican donor John Jordan also wants GOP leaders to take steps to block Donald Trump's access to the first presidential debate in early August because of his rhetoric on illegal immigrants. Diane Kepley, Washington.
The head of Vietnam's Communist Party will be at the White House today for meetings with President Obama and with other top officials as well. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.